Hello, and welcome to episode number 5 of Notes from Flag King 11. And this episode is about inventions from different countries across the world. And our special guest today is Enzo Gizzo.
Hello there!
Alright, so first of all, before we get into anything, is there anything that you like want to say to maybe the people listening, or anything about this topic in general?
Yeah, okay, thank you very much for having me on the show. I'm like very grateful.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure.
And I think that inventions are like very popular and very important to talk about.
I agree. All right. Starting off, I think that we should go into the printing press, because the printing press is quite a popular invention, because, for example, without a printing press, it would be very hard to print things out, and, like, you'd have to copy things down. And this was actually invented in Germany,
all right? Germany?
Yes.
Like the Nazis?
Yes, the Nazis were in Germany, but whatever. And also, the airplane happened to be invented in the USA. It was invented in South Carolina. Or was it North? I forget. It was either South Carolina or North Carolina. I'm not exactly sure.
What a tragic event.
What do you mean, tragic event? What tragic event?
With the plane?
What do you mean, with
the towels?
Okay, Enzo, geez, this is the second episode today where someone has brought about the Twin Towers, but, alright, also, the internet happened to be invented not only both in the USA and Switzerland. It was actually sort of like, it was worked on by multiple people in, like, different countries.
That's pretty sigma.
I suppose that's one way of putting it.
Jake, what's your opinion on the internet?
The internet? Well, the internet is very important. Without the internet, people would not even be listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah, this podcast is very important.
Yes, it is. I agree. Also, the electric bulb was invented in the USA.
Let's go.
There actually is some, discrepancies.
Benjamin.
Huh?
Is it like Thomas Benjamin or something?
Thomas
like that?
Edison, but there's like some controversy over whether he actually invented it or not. And but it is still a very important invention, because without it, we still would able to be light up rooms with like candles and stuff like that. But light bulbs.
But it wouldn't be efficient.
Yes, and light bulbs made things much, much easier as well,
Yeah, I understand. Light bulbs, very important.
Yes, I agree. Any other thoughts before we continue?
I think that we should talk about a very other important subject. Another invention.
Okay, yeah. Which is?
Let's talk about the creation of life.
Of life. Ooh. This is going to be a bit of a... big controversy. I don't think we can do that, Enzo, because it doesn't really matter what we say. We're going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot.
Yes. You want to talk about the atomic bomb and where that was?
Yes, I love atomic bombs. Boom, boom.
Whoa, hey, Enzo, calm down. The atomic bomb was built in the USA. It was built in the United States of America during World War II in New Mexico.
Arriba!
Whoa, New Mexico!
Potato, potato.
Oh, please. But yeah. Any questions about what we've learned so far?
No, I'm pretty good.
All right. Yes. So then let's continue.
Okay.
Another thing that was invented internationally was vaccination in general. Okay. Now, this was invented in England, actually, because
England?
Yes, because
tea invented in England.
Tea is very popular in England. Yes, but
was it made? Is it made in England?
I believe so, but you know.
Okay, thank you for the cleared up my mind. Thank you.
But yes, so basically, vaccination was invented in England, all right, because it was a very bad disease called cowpox. Okay.
Oh yeah, cowpox.
But basically what happened is that they took a very small amount of this disease and put it into people. And so basically the bacteria that's in you, all right, like that's in a human, all right, it was able to learn how to fight the disease, and it built up immunity, all right? And so people who built up immunity, all right, were able to not die from the disease. And that's how they survived. And so this is still used today, and it's called a vaccine. And and it was actually invented in England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I also think that's quite interesting.
That's very interesting. Yes,
I agree. And also, you know, you might be thinking about what a steam engine. You know, a steam engine. It's basically a train. Okay.
Yeah,
and so trains were invented in England as well, and it'd be very hard to move things.
Joking.
What did you say?
Nothing. Oh. You may continue.
And so the steam engine was invented in England, and yeah, you know, without trains, it'd be very hard to, you know, get by and, like, you know, move stuff and travel as well.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. I think we're going to end our episode there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Enzo, for being on the podcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for me. All right. Goodbye, everyone.